Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This episode is brought to you by Amazon Prime. You know Amazon Prime is not just a shipping subscription, right? It's got everything, including streaming TV and movies on Prime Video. And of course, Prime's fast, free shipping. Go from watching your favorite shows to getting your favorite things. Whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever you're into.
Welcome in to another edition of MCM Radio. I am Jimmy Morris, joined as always by Terry Lambert. Terry, how are you today?
What's up, Jimmy? It's been a minute.
It's been a while after we went doing a pretty much daily podcast for just over a year, and now it's been a minute. We've had a lot going on, different places, so I guess we haven't, I think we were just talking, we haven't recorded since right after the Colts loss, right? So it's been about 2 weeks since we've done a show. Somebody on, I saw somebody on Twitter at one point after the Jacksonville game say, "Oh, you haven't done a podcast since Titans lost." Dude, I've been doing Titans podcast for like 5 years. Like, it's not.
We went through some lean years, man.
if we were that thin, it would, you know. We would have made it this long. So it's just, like I said, life stuff getting in the way for both of us. Anyway, so I know James and Justin did a show, I think, last night. So the MCM radio feed, that's what you need. Both of these shows are on that. I know they've kind of been sparse as well. But we should get back on a fairly normal schedule here in the coming weeks. But today we're just going to kind of talk about where the Titans are, you know, after the first month of the season, and then take a little bit of a look forward towards the Buffalo game on Sunday. MuseumMiracles.com is where we write all of our stuff, so you can find us there. You can follow us on Twitter. I'm at JMorrisMCM. Terry's at TLambertTN. All right, so, you know, we're back in this Marcus Mariota cycle, right? The last time we had a show, we were really down after that bad game against the Colts. We saw another bad performance against the Jaguars, and then he comes out and is really good against the Falcons. You know, unfortunately, that is what, at least in my mind, Marcus Mariota is. You're going to get some really good weeks. You're going to get some really bad weeks. And that's been my whole point this season, is that the fact that we're still seeing that cycle. That's the reason I don't think you can invest a big contract in him, because if you're going to be a team that goes from good to great, which, you know, was their big thing at the beginning of this year, you've got to have consistent play from a quarterback, and we haven't seen it from Marcus. It's great when he does the things he did last week, and, I mean, this offense looks like it could be fun in those moments, but it just seems like, again, and, you know, we're a quarter of the season through, he's had two good games, two bad games, and so, I mean, it just, to me, it's just kind of the same cycle that we've seen from him for the last couple of years.
Yeah, look, I mean, we didn't give him up on this guy last year, and, you know, I feel like we kind of got ripped for it a little bit, you know, defending his injury, because we knew this guy was in there somewhere, that guy you saw on Sunday, the anticipatory throws, the working within the pocket, you know. I thought he helped his offensive line out. You know, it was polar opposite from the Jacksonville game. The ball came out. He was decisive. Did enough to win. They got ahead, and then they sat on the football. I mean, that's what this team is built to do. So I think that's the frustration of Marcus Mariota. You see this great performance. And look, he didn't blow the doors off anybody. He threw for like 220 yards. But he did the things that were necessary to win the game. You know, now you got to stack some games together. You got to go beat the Bills on Sunday. You got to go beat the Broncos. Winning is obviously the most important thing here, but you want to see those good habits from Mario to carry over. You want to see him working in the pocket, getting the ball out quickly. You know, those short throws, those medium throws seem to be where he makes his money. It's what he struggled with in Jacksonville. Things got a lot better in Atlanta. Again, it's all about the consistency. So, you know, the Mariota backers are going to take the victory lap here, but I've got to see it back-to-back games, and he's got a really, really tough matchup against the Buffalo Bills. So, you know, we were kind of talking before. I don't really care what he does here as long as he plays winning football, but if he doesn't have a good game, I'm not going to hit the panic button.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you said, one of the best defenses in the league right now. And when you go back and just look at what they did to Tom Brady last week, and we'll talk a little bit more about that in a few minutes. But yeah, I mean, it's going to be tough sledding. At least this game's at home. You've got a little bit of a revenge piece from the loss up there last year. And of course, they get Taylor Lewan back. So we'll see how much that helps this offensive line. And I really do think, like you said, he helped out the offensive line in that game on Sunday against the Falcons. I think any time that you're seeing the struggles that we've been seeing with Mariota and the offensive line, it's just, you know, one of them struggles on one play, the other one struggles on the other play. Neither Mariota or the line collectively are playing very well. So, I mean, it's just kind of that cycle you get into. I was encouraged by what I saw out of Nate Davis in the game in Atlanta. Good to see him healthy and getting out there. He played just over half the snaps. I would expect him to play the whole game on Sunday. Mike Vrabel's, I think today on Friday, is still kind of being vague in how much he's going to play. But listen, he's the better option there. And so now you've got Lewan back at left tackle. You've got Dennis Kelly back in his role as the swing guy. So, I mean, I think that overall is obviously going to make that unit better, especially when you add a guy, Taylor Lewan, who's arguably the best player on this team, but definitely the best player on the offensive line. So that'll help. This is a good week for him to come back, like I said, with this tough defense. So, you know, you don't want to drop two division games, obviously, the first two that you play. But I think if you would have told us at the beginning of the year that the Titans would be 2-2 after these first four games, like I said, you would have hoped that one of the wins would have come in division at least. But, you know, I think overall they're in an okay spot. The whole division's 2-2. I don't think anybody's going to run away and hide with this division. You know, you've seen major flaws with all the teams in this division. So I think if the Titans can get on track and at least be consistent in their play, I think this division is, I mean, I think everybody's going to kind of hang around. And so if they can get on a thing, you know, everybody talks, like you said, stacking performances, stacking wins. If they can get on a little bit of a win streak, you know, they could separate themselves in the division. I mean, look at Houston did that where they won like 7 or 8 in a row. In the middle of the year last year, and really against teams that weren't that good. They just went out there and beat the teams that they should have beaten, and that was enough to win this division. So I think you can see something similar like that from this Titans team, but we have got to see them be consistent week in and week out, and that's, you know, if you follow the Titans for any length of time, that's obviously your biggest fear, because we'll see them go and have a performance like they had on Sunday and then come back against a team that they probably should beat and just lay an egg.
Somebody, I don't know who, but somebody described it as the Titans cycle of a really good performance and then an egg and then a little bit more of an encouraging performance and then a really good one and then they lay an egg again. I mean, it's just, it seems like it's been that way for a decade. I mean, honestly. And so you look at the schedule, you get the Bills. We know what they are, great defense. You know, they win kind of like the Titans win. They ugly games up. It's probably going to be a toss-up. You got the Broncos, who you should beat, but then you've got the Chargers and the Bucks and the Panthers. Those are all kind of toss-up games to me, but they're all winnable games too. So, like you said, stacking performances together. You got 3 of your next 4 at home. You got Taylor Lewan coming back. You finally got a solution at guard, we think, with Nate Davis. Kevin Pomfilo is going to come back probably in the next couple weeks, so you're going to be even deeper on that offensive line. I think it's time to fire up Derrick Henry, get him a consistent 25-touch game, game plan going. I loved what they did in Atlanta. You know, it wasn't really blowing the doors off anybody or anything. It was just, you know, a consistent 3 yards per carry here, and it seemed to just milk that clock, get a lead, milk the clock, and let the defense do the rest. I think that's the winning formula for this team. So now, 3 of the next 4 at home, I think they have an opportunity to kind of replicate that performance that they put up against Atlanta. Although I think, again, this Bills game is going to be tough. It's going to be ugly. It's going to be nasty. Two probably underrated teams, two of the most underrated defenses in the league for sure. It's going to be fun to watch those two go against each other.
Yeah, like you said, I mean, it's just if they can get in that spot where they've got to lead in the fourth quarter and they can just pound Derrick Henry, it doesn't even matter. I mean, obviously you don't want to be getting, you know, 1 or 2 yards per carry, but if you're getting 3 or 4 yards a carry, I think that's what this coaching staff, this team is built to do. I think that's what this coaching staff wants to do. So, and that's really where I felt like, you know, going all the way back to that Colts game. I mean, there was a point in that game where you felt like that was what was about to happen, was they were just about to start to hand it off to Derrick Henry, and, you know, they were just going to kind of slog the game away, so to speak. And obviously that's not what ended up happening. But I think that's what they want to do. And, you know, we'll see if they can do that this week, like you said, against a tough defense, but in a game where their defense should be able to make some plays. So coming up, we'll get a little bit more into that matchup against Buffalo.
This episode is brought to you by Amazon Prime. You know Amazon Prime is not just a shipping subscription, right? It's got everything, including streaming TV and movies on Prime Video. And of course, Prime's fast, free shipping. Go from watching your favorite shows to getting your favorite things. Whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever you're into.
All right, so when you look at this game on paper, like you said, I mean, it looks like it's going to be an ugly game. You've got two offenses that, and we don't know, I guess from the top, we don't know if Josh Allen is going to play or not. Had a pretty nasty looking concussion on Sunday. Has practiced all week, but I think they said to this point he's not cleared the concussion protocol, but he could do that tomorrow, on Saturday. So we'll just, it remains to see whether or not he's going to play. I think that I don't know. I mean, obviously Josh Allen's better than Matt Barkley, but Josh Allen is also, you know, known to run around, run into some mistakes. Now, he can run around and make plays with his legs. I mean, you've seen that if you play fantasy at all, you know that he's a much better fantasy quarterback than he is real life quarterback because he runs a bunch. And we saw it last year, ran in for that touchdown against the Titans where Rashawn Evans just kind of looked lost. So we'll see how that goes. I think there's more opportunities for mistakes if Allen plays, but there's also more opportunities for big plays. They've kind of tailored this receiver group to guys that can get down the field. Allen's got a big arm. He's better at that than he is, you know, any kind of touch intermediate throws. So, I don't think I really care either way who the quarterback is. You know, sometimes you'd be really excited if the backup was going to be in there. I don't think it makes that much of a difference here. I think if the Titans can come out and do some of the things that they've done, especially, you know, for the majority of the season, the Bills offense shouldn't be out there putting up a lot of points. You've got a, you know, 75-year-old Frank Gore, who's running well. I mean, it's not that he's not running well, but I mean, you know, that just, they don't have a rushing attack that really strikes fear in you. And so this just seems like a spot, excuse me, if the Titans defense plays well, that the Bills shouldn't be putting up a lot of points.
Yeah, they've been getting after the passer and forcing turnovers. You know, that seems like a bad recipe if Josh Allen plays for Buffalo. And real quick, and then Raptree just tweeted that Josh Allen was a full participant today. Again, has not cleared protocol, but at least was a full participant. I think he was limited on Thursday. So it would seem like we're trending towards a Josh Allen start here. And look, Josh Allen playing kind of opens up the Bills' offense. You know, it forces Dean Pease to cover all portions of the field, forces him to throw those safeties back, get them out of the box. You know, John Brown becomes an issue down the field. 23 catches for 315 yards this year. It's almost 14 yards per catch. So there's a big play threat that Tennessee is going to have to be aware of. But outside of that, you know, nothing really scares you about this team. They're just kind of, you know, you have Frank Gore. Frank Gore ran for 100 yards. That's amazing to me. Last week against the Patriots. But you know, they're kind of like the Titans. You know, opposing fans will probably look at the Titans and say not much scares you about this team, and I certainly get that. So it really feels like Tennessee is kind of playing the mirror image of themselves this week. Doesn't it feel like that to you?
Yeah, absolutely. And so this, it really feels like one of those games where, I mean, honestly, like the Jacksonville game, right? I mean, that game turned on that Adoree.
Yeah.
The Adoree Jackson muff punt at the beginning. I think that game is completely different if that doesn't happen. It feels like one of those games where if one team makes a big mistake like that, the other team might be able to get some momentum. And if you get, to, I mean, honestly, 14 points might win this game. So if you can get a couple of easy scores like that, it just might be too much for either offense to overcome. And again, I mean, if you're looking at the two offenses side by side, I do have more confidence in the Titans offense, but when you put them up against this Bills defense, I'm a little bit worried. And like you said earlier, I'm not going to come away from this game. I mean, unless Marcus Mariota just goes out there and is, you know, just unbelievable, like Russell Wilson was last night against the Rams. Unless something like that happens, I don't think much is going to change on my opinion of him here. You hope that he can continue to protect the football. And that's the biggest thing that you want out of him in this game because, again, you know, breaking news, Marcus Mariota is no Tom Brady. And when you see what the Bills were able to do to Brady last week, you don't have real high hopes for Marcus coming out and throwing for 300 yards and three touchdowns. But if he can manage the offense, if they can get Derrick Henry going a little bit, I think that's what they're going to have to do here.
Yeah, and I feel like we need to give a call to A.J. Brown. His performance last week, you know, showing up the other number 11 on the other sideline. I know you hate that, your boy Julio. but it just coming in and a rookie receiver doing what he's supposed to be, doing what he's supposed to do, being a big play threat down the field. He caught that ball, and I thought he was going to get caught for sure. And he just kind of glided off into the distance and took it to the house. So, it's just good to see a Titans rookie receiver actually coming in here and making contributions early on. You know, everyone wants to talk about him versus Corey Davis. I think Corey's fine. I think he's getting more attention than AJ is. I think that'll start to change now. I think it started to change in the middle of that Atlanta game, actually. But I feel really good about Corey and AJ. Again, it comes down to the play of Marcus Mariota, but finally, Mariota's at least getting some guys that can help him out because, you know, look in years past, last year, Mariota's throwing that ball to, what, Nick Williams in that spot, and Nick Williams is not turning on the Jets and outrunning an entire secondary and flipping the field and getting you 6 points. So I think John Robinson has done a good job of getting Mariota the help that he deserves and the help that he needs to be successful.
Yeah, it's funny that there's a debate going on, and there is, but I mean, it's just funny between Davis and AJ Brown. Like, both guys are good, you know, and you feel like we're to the point now with Corey Davis. I mean, he had a drop last week, but he also had a couple of really nice catches. You're to the point now where you realize this guy would be really good if he had a quarterback or even just an offense. I won't just put it on Mariota. Just a whole offense around him that was better. And so, yeah, you have two viable weapons on the outside now. I don't know why they don't play A.J. Brown more. He only played like 24 snaps or something in that game on Sunday. And I know that they were like they took the air out of the ball at the end, but it seems like you'd want him out there blocking. I mean, yeah. It looks like a guy that would be better at that than a Tajay Sharp or, you know, whoever else they had out there. But, yeah, I mean, that's a good thing. And like you said, I don't expect any huge numbers this week. But you just look at the growth of this offense and what they can look like going forward, and especially when they get against teams that the defense isn't as good. You feel good about that stuff. So now it's just, can the offensive line get it together? Can Mariota get it together? Because, again, except from the top, I mean, I feel like that this division is going to be, you know, 10-6, 9-7. Something like that is going to win this division just like it has the last couple of years. So if the Titans can find a way to be, you know, good more often than they're not, then they're going to be right there in the mix. And again, this game is, the Titans are, what, a 3.5-point favorite? So, I mean, obviously, you know, even Vegas looks at these teams as pretty even, but when you talk about a game between two teams like that are even, this game's at home for the Titans. It's a game the Titans have to win, especially when you dropped a couple of games that you probably shouldn't have already. You know, AFC wins are more important than NFC wins when you start talking about tiebreakers and all that stuff at the end of the year. So this just, I mean, this is not by any means a must-win game. It doesn't even feel nearly as important as that Colts game did in week two. But if they were serious about putting together a run and getting to 10, 11, 12 wins, this game is going to be one that they have to get.
Absolutely, and I'll throw another little tidbit at you. I think as much as Mariota and this offensive line have to figure things out and get better, I think Mike Vrabel has to get better. Because what he did, that fourth down call, opting to go for that, and not putting the game on ice there, you know, that's kind of, that just backs up the little sneaking doubts I've got about Vrabel. And I like the guy, but it just seems like he's way too aggressive right now. And you know, I've heard all week he needs a guy that's sitting here in his ear telling him, hey, are you sure you want to do this? So somebody on that staff has to get in his ear. He's got to have somebody to trust that he can bounce ideas off of. You know, you go back to that Colts game and how it was handled, how that two-minute situation at the end, how that was handled. Just messy. Just messy. I feel like Vrabel is kind of learning on the fly. Just that unnecessary aggression. You just hope it doesn't cost the Titans in games like this, because this is going to be a close game. You know, you look at these next four, really next five games. I mean, they can go either way. I think they're all going to come down to the fourth quarter. So Vrabel's got to be better in those late game situations.
Yeah, and you love that he's aggressive, right? I mean, we all want an aggressive coach, but sometimes it just seems like he picks aggressive just to be aggressive. There's not any kind of calculation behind it. Like you said, there needs to be somebody that says, all right, Mike, I know you want to be aggressive, but let's go ahead and kick this field goal. Let's get up three scores, and then we'll be good. So, yeah, that's been the thing, and it seems like there's been more of that this year than there was last year. So like you said, something to keep an eye on, and something we'll just kind of have to see how it plays out as the season goes along. But you really, more than anything else, you just want to see him learn from that stuff and get better as the season goes along. So hopefully that's what will happen. All right, that'll do it for today's show. Again, MusicCityMiracles.com is where you can find our work. Check us out there. Follow us on Twitter at JMorrisMCM, at TLambertTN, podcast, MCM Radio, wherever you get your podcast. You get this show, you get Titans Film Room Radio as well. And follow the site on Twitter at TitansMCM. So for Terry, this is Jimmy saying thanks for listening, and we will talk to you again next week.